And not tzatzror, what does it mean you took away the pebble, the stone? The arvach lo maya. And by this you made water coming in. There's like a brook, a flow of water right outside the, on the other side of the wall. And you wanted now that that water should start coming into your field. So you take out a stone there that the water could start flowing into your field. That's a ma'isa tikkun hasoda. That's an action an owner does. And therefore, if you do this, that's a ma'isa chazaka. V'yomar Rav Asi, yomar Rav Yechanan, shtei sodois, you have two fields, one next to another. Ulmeitzar echad b'neim. There's like a boundary place that comes up a little bit, a little different strip of land in between these two fields. Now, and all three of these, the two fields and the meitzar, belong to a ger, and the ger died. And now whoever comes first to make a chazaka keeps it. So now somebody comes along, hechzik fi'achas mehen. If Reuven comes along and makes the chazaka, starts to build a wall around one field. Likunoisa, and he has das to be kind of that one field. Lacharizkona, and Achrami, he made a chazaka in the field. He's kind of that field, he has the right to use it. It's from a ger that died, it's like hefka. He has the right to be kind of belongs to him. What about liknois oisa v'yeschaverto? By making a chazaka in one field, you had in mind to be kind of this field and the next field also. You wanted to be kind of both. Halacher is oisa kono, chaverta lekono. No, he only kind of this field that you made the chazaka in, this field that you put the fence around it. You made a chazaka in this field, you have a kinyan in this field, but not in the second field. Even though you have das, you want to, but there's no das acheres matnah. Nobody else is helping you along. The owner died. It's hefka now, so you have to come and make the kinyan yourself. You have to make kinyan in the property you want to be kind of. You can't stand have das in another field. What about liknois es chaverto? Let's say when you make the kinyan on this field, your mind is only to be kind of the second field. This field you do not want. Just as hard for you to get to that field. So you put a fence around this field and you have in mind to be kind of the second field. In such a case, halacha is af oisa loikona. That even this field now that you put the fence around, also you're not kind of. You do not have das to be kind of this field. You only have das to be kind of the second field. And in the second field, you did not make a kinyan. Therefore, you're not kind of anything. Yeah. And we do not consider it like one big field here, because there's a meitzah, there's a boundary in between. Like this, if it would have been one big field, that's the halacha. You make a small chazak in one part of the field, you're kind of the whole field. You don't have to go around to every inch of the field to make a chazak in every inch. If you want to be kind of the whole field, you make a chazak in any one part of it, the chazak helps for the whole field. But here the problem was, there was a meitzar. There was like a boundary, like some elevation there in between the two fields. So that separates the two fields. Therefore, if you make a kinyan in one field, it will help for this field. But it does not help for the second field. It's not called one big field. Here it's called two separate fields. Your kinyan does not help one for the other. Now, this is pshita. But boy, Reb Zeri asked a question like this. What's going to be hechzik b'yachas mehen, liknois oiso, v'es ha-meitzer, v'es chaverta mahu? You make a kinyan on the right side field, but you have in mind not only to be kind of that field, but to be kind of the second left field also. And not only the left field, but you want to be kind of the meitzer in between. So mahu, what's the locha? Miyam rinu, do we say, meitzer the arya chadu, the koni? Like maybe the boundary with the field is all called like one. So if you want to be kind of all three here, we look as if it's one big field. Before the case was, you want to be kind of one field and the second field, but not the middle meitzar. So that's called a separation. Therefore we consider it like two separate fields, therefore it does not help on the second field. But maybe here it's better. Here that you have das to be kind of all three of them, the right side, the middle and the left, so maybe we consider it all like one big field, and that's the halacha. If you make any chazaka in a big field, even though you made a small chazaka, it helps for the whole field. That's Reb Zeri Shaila. Or Dilma, maybe no. Again, maybe here also we say, Hai l'chu d'koi, v'hai l'chu d'koi. Maybe here still it's called separate fields. L'maisa, there's a meitzah, there's a boundary in between. There's some elevation of property in between. So it still looks like two separate fields, and the mates are in between. See, even though you have das to be kind all three of them, but Lamais, you didn't make a kinyan in the other two. You only made a kinyan on the right field. And since there's a separation between the left field and the right field, the kinyan on the right field does not help with the left field. So therefore, you would not be koina, not the meitzer and not the left field. So that's a teiku. Here we blame by suffix. But the other side is maybe here it's better, because here you have das to be koina all three. Maybe since you have das on all of it, it would consider it one big field. And then a kinyan in any part of the field would help with the whole field. So that's one teiku. Now, boyi Rebbe Lozer. Lozer has a question like this. Hechzik the meitzer, he only made a chazok, he started to build something on the middle platform, in the middle boundary, in between the two big fields. And he made a chazokah in the meitzer, and he had das now, liknoi shtehem out. He had das to become the two side fields also. See what's halacha. Me, I'm going to do is say, hi meitzer, this boundary in between the two fields, after the Yehu, it's like the rain of the field. So it's called like part of the field. Like it's the boundary of the field, it's called like the protection, the rain, when you hold on to the field. So since you made a chazok in the middle boundary, that's considered like you made a chazok on both fields. And you would be kind of both fields. The konya would, and it would help. I do maybe no. I do still. Hai lechu de koi. For hai lechu de koi. Maybe still. Each field is a field by itself. There's a right field and there's a left field. And in between there's a meter, there's a boundary, an elevation of land there. And the elevation is also called a separate by itself. It's called the boundary. So you made a kinyan in the boundary, okay? If you have das to be kind of the boundary, that's all you would have. But the two side fields, on them you did not make a kinyan, and this kinyan does not help, it's like kona. So again, take that's the marbles by suffix here also. Do we consider the boundary like the rain of the fields, and therefore it's called like you made a chazok in both fields, because this is a boundary to both fields? Or maybe no, maybe it doesn't help. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Shnei Batim, you have two houses, Zeh Lefnim Mizeh, one is inside the other one, Zeh Lefnim Mizeh. Rashbam explains, V'yapnimi, the inside house, Yesh Ladrisa Sereg Lalachitzan, like how do you go from inside to outside? You have to walk through the outside house. Lotet Lashus Rav Nderechalov. So Kit is an outside house, and then through that, you walk to the inside house. So Shnei Batim Zulefnim Mizeh. Herzik Bechitzen. Let's say, and Sam, we're talking about again, we have belonged to a ger. He has no Yoshim and he died. So now it's like Hefka. Whoever comes first could be Zeicher in it. So now it depends. Herzik Bechitzen, if you make a kinyan in the outside house. Liknoisa and Yavdas to be kind of that, Pshita Kona. Avad, that's a good kinyan. It's Hefka now. Your kind is yours. What about Liknois Oiso of Yesapnimi? Let's say, make a kinyan in the outside house. But you have a mind to be kind of both the outside and the inside. You have a mind to be kind of both. The locher is chitzon kon. Again, that's pshita. The outside one, you made the chazakar in it. Pshita, you're kind of the outside house. And again, panimi, like kona. The inside house, you're not kind of the inside house. The inside house, you do not make a chazakar in the inside house. You only made the chazakar on the outside house. It does not help for the inside. Therefore, pshita, like kona. What's going to be Liknei sesapnimi, like I had before. Again, you made the chazakah on the outside house, and you only had in mind to be kind of the inside house, not even the outside house. In such a case, avchitzai nami lekono. So you're not kind of neither of them. Since your das was on the inside one, and you did not make a kinyan there, so therefore, you're not kind of the inside, and the outside one, you have no das to be kind of lekono klum. What's going to be the opposite way around? Again, you have two houses here, one inside the other. Now, hechzek tepnimi, you went inside through the outside house into the inside house, and you made a chazakah in the inside house. Liknoisav, you have das to be kind of the inside house again. Shita konu, havadim is good. You went inside, you have, and you made, and again the owner died. It was a ger shenes, so you have das now to be kind of from the inside. Very good, it's yours. What about liknois oisav yesachitzain krono shnehem? Let's say you have das to be kind of both the inside and the outside in Chnami. Here you are kind of. Because here it's a svara like you could only get to the inside house by first walking through the outside house. It's like the outside house is necessary for the inside house. It's like Meshubah to the inside house. So therefore here if you made a kinyan on the inside house and you had das to be kind of both the inside and the outside in Chnami, you take a kind of both. Because the outside here is helping is Meshubah for the inside. Otherwise you can't get to the inside house. So it's like part of the inside house. Therefore the kinyan on the outside, on the inside helps, even for the outside help. What about Likmes Esachitzoim? Let's say again, you made a kinyan on the inside house, but your das was only to be kind of the outside house. You did not even want the inside. Then, you have nothing here. Not even the inside one. Even though you made a kinyan there, but you did not have das to be kind of the inside house. You only had das to be kind of the outside house. And that you didn't make a kinyan in. If you're kind of the inside house, then we say the outside is like a tuffle to the inside. But here that the inside house, you have no das to be koino, so you're not koino the inside house. Just the outside house by itself, you cannot be koino a tuffle if you don't have the yikur. Therefore here it's like koino klum. Now, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba bar Avua, ha-boine palterin gedolim b'nichse hager. You go down to property that was owned by yiger that died. So it's hefka, you can be koino. And you went down to that property and you build yourself a palace there. Ha'boina paltrin, you build yourself a palace. A big one. In Nichti Agir, Ubo Acher, another person comes. Fehem in lo delosois, he puts doors on, Kona. If you know, the second one is Kona, the field. Not the first one. The second one is. So Mara says, my time, what's the reason? The reason is, Kamo Livni Biyamahu Diapach. The first one only wanted to build there. We do not see that he made a kinyan to be it. The second one, by putting up a door, that's a chazakah. That's called Godar, Geder Porat. If you made a Geder, that's a chazakah. The second one that put up the door, that's a chazakah. But the first one that just went to build there, we do not see a chazakah. Hadrashdam says, Kamo Livni Biyamahu Diapach. Hofach Levonim Biyamah. He just moved around the bricks. For Sidram Zelze, he put them one on top of another. The Chol Zaman Shloi Hemed Losois, Kozman did not put up the doors of the house. My covered, what did he do? Mikora Ayla Baravcha Vashtal Baravcha. At the beginning and at the end, you walk in there. He didn't do anything. So, Okradnan, Noel Bagoda, Dhaino Hamoda, the Losois. Avobona Koshula Katani. Stam, you built something there, that's not a Kenyan. Like it doesn't show you own it yet. It just stopped being misadir. The ownership, like the final thing, is putting up the doors. See, here also, the one that put up the doors, he'd be kind. Omer Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Loza, Hamoitzi Paltrim Benichti Ager, again, a ger that owned the big palace, now the ger dies, it's Hefka. So you come down there, Vesad Behem Siyadechot, and you, Sirashev Tiach Tesid, you put cement, you put plaster over one wall. Oikir echod, or else you, the response says, Tiura mechaitan oikir. You like carve out on one wall a picture. You make some engravement on the walls. So konam, that's enough to say you're kind of the whole house. That's called a kinyan, it's called a tikkun. In the house, that's a kinyan. Just like we had before, a tikkun in the carpet is a kinyan. Here also, a tikkun in the house is called a kinyan. The kamo, Rashi says, how much nicer do you have to make it to say you're kind of the house? Omer Rav Yosef, Amo. It's enough if you just did one Amo. One Amo's width or height of the wall. You made a picture there. You made it nicer. You improved it. That's a chazaka. Omer Rav Chizda. Ukineged HaPesach. You know, it also has to be in front of the Pesach. Rashi says, Dera Kenisas Pesach Abayis. Bekoisol. Shekinegdoi. Tisham Niru Yosef Lanoi. Now, there it looks nice. The opposite of the door, when you first come into the house, you have a picture on the wall there. There it looks very nice. Al mokem achar tzfei miyama boy. There could be other places of the house that you don't come in, look at it right away. There maybe you need more. There you need more of just an amma to beautify the house to say you have a kinyan. Here that we say an amma alone is enough. That's only right opposite the entrance of the door. Omer Rav Amram, hi milso omalon Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us over this halacha, the Yanehirun Einayim Mimasnisen, and we lit up our eyes from the Mishnah. So we have a proof from this, from the Mishnah. It says, Hamatziya Matzois, Benichsi Hager. Again, you have the property that belonged to a ger, and then he died. So you go now, and you Hatziya Matzois, you spread out your beds, you spread out your blankets. Rashi says, Veshochav Shomalakarka, and you lie down there on the ground. You spread out a blanket on the floor, and you lie down there. Benichte Ageres Korna. Yitaka Korna, the field belongs to you now. V'yaf agav deloy haino noa v'gedo poratz. Even though it's not called a real tikkun, you didn't like build the wall or make an opening there. Shalom tikkun shum tikkun mekarko. Ela shenena gufam mekarko. So I said, your body, you yourself had some enjoyment from this karka. You went down there and you're sleeping now in the karka. So you're having enjoyment from the karka. But you didn't do any improvement. You didn't fix the karka. That's the chiddush here. Shemisham shara karka v'chazaka. The fact that you're using the karka for your own use, that's also called the chazaka. Not only do you have to fix up the karka, but it's enough if you just use it. You have use for yourself. That's also called the chazaka. How do we know this? Learn out Kinyi Chazaka from this pasuk of that after the war they went back and they lived in the karka. So you see, just yeshiva, just sitting in the karka, is also a Kinyan Chazaka. It says here also Mishnah that a matziyah matzoyes nichta ger, you spread out your blankets on the property of the ger after he died. So kono. And the Yaniran and Naim Masnissim, Mahi, now where's the Mishnah? The Tanya learned this. Now this is what Rosh Hashanah said over. This is what Rosh Hashanah said over to them. And they said, when they heard this, we lit our eyes up from a Mishnah. Now the question is, where's the Mishnah? The Masnissim Mahi, where is it? The Tanya learned like this. Ketzad v'chazoka. What's the case of chazoka? This is the Gemara in Kedushin. When you want to be carrying a karka with chazoka, how is it v'chazoka? Ketzad v'chazoka. It says clearly, no aloy manoloy, if you lock the door, or hit aloy manoloy, so you open up the door, you open up the lock. Or shahulach kelev achrov, lebeis hanerchas. It's here it's talking about a kinyan of an evit. Rashi says, Rashbam, an evit kinani. We're talking about an evit kinani. An evit kinani is like haka, you can be kind to him, the kester and the chazaka. And now the kdusha, shenikna the chazaka koi. So noilum means avdil the rabbi. That means Shashimash Loy Ever the Rabbi of the Chazaka. Vechein Kulam. Yeah. So it says again Nachum. Says Atanya, Kate of the Chazaka. What's the Chazaka with an Eved Kinani? No Lemanoli. Fakir. That means that the Eved tied the master's shoes. No Lemanoli. He put on his shoes. Or he hit the Lemanoli. Or else he took off his shoes. That's called the Chazaka. In other words, the owner is being Mishamish, is like using the Eved. So you see, using something is called the Chazaka. Or Shahulah Kelev Akhla Beis HaMerchas. Or else the master is going out to take a bath, and the Eved is there carrying his clothing. V'Shita, he takes off his clothing. V'Chitza, he washes him. Socha, he scrubs him. Garda, he rubs him. V'Elbisha, then he dresses him. Then he learns, he puts on his shoes. Any one of these things. If an Eved Kanani does one of these things for his master, that's also called the Kinyan Chazaka. The master is coming to the Eved Kanani with these actions. Or else, V'Hegviya Karnor. Because if the Eved ticks up the master, that's also a kinyan. Yeah. Alright, turn over. Yeah. So Omer Reb Shimon says, Loite chazoka gedela mihagboa. Chazoka should not be greater than hagboa picking up. Shehagboa koina b'chol mokoim. Now, the Shimon's like proven in the last halacha that if the Eved ticked up the master, that should also be a kinyan. Because all over Hagboah is kaino. So here that we have a case that if the kinyan is chazaka, pshita Hagboah should also be good, ticking him up. So tomorrow we'll soon explain. My kama, like, what are you talking about? What's going on here? Where's the kinyan Hagboah over here? Hochi kama, this is what I mean to say. Hegeviyu l'raboi kono. If the Eved ticks up the master, that's the kinyan chazaka. That's called the master's being mishtamish, is using the Eved. What's going to be Hegbiya Rabaloi? What's going to be if the master picks up the Eved? The master wants to make a Kinyan Hagboah. He wants to be carrying his Eved Kanani by picking him up. So what's going to be Hegbiya Rabaloi? The master picks up the Eved Kanani. Loi Kono, there's no such Kinyan. It's not a Chazoka. It's not called the master is being mishtamish. He's like using the Eved. He's not picking it up. There's no Kinyan. On this Amr, Rav Shimon says back, no. Loi tehei chazoka gedoyla mi hagboa. If a kinyan chazoka helps, for sure a kinyan hagboa should also help. True, this hagboa is not a chazoka, but it's a kinyan hagboa. The master is picking up the Eved Kanani. She hagboa kaina b'chol makom. Because hagboa helps all over. That's what Rav Shimon meant to say. And that's the Mishnah, and that's the Prutz Rosh Hashanah. And as we were saying before also, there's such a kinyan chazak.